If so, Mitzri Sheni B'mayitayr. Who could a Mitzri marry then? If you have a Zohar, a Mitzri, he can't marry anybody. He's not allowed to marry a Mitzris, because if you tell him in Alakam Shimin, she's a good ger, she's Bekal Hashem, she's also to a Mitzri also. So Elamai, the way we're saying now, it's very good, that a Mitzris, the Nekev, is also Bekal Hashem. So therefore, it's mutter for a Mitzri to marry a Mitzris. That's how you could have a Mitzri Sheni and a Mitzri Shlishis. But if you're going to tell Malakam Shimon's pshat, that a Mitzris is mutter Bekal Hashem, see, if so, a Mitzri is also to marry her, because a ger is called Bekal Hashem, the Shita holds. So Lamai, it's good luck if you this pshat to say that a Mitzris is also Bekal Hashem, therefore Mitzri is allowed to marry her. So Morris says, well, what's so good about it? I mean, what do you have to come on to Reb Yehuda for? Maybe even according to Reb Shimon also. The E Ovar, Venosa, we're talking about a case where Mitzri did an Aveira. Let's say a Mitzri married a Mitzvah Aveira or married a Bas Yisrael Aveira. That's the case that the daughter is called a Mitzvah Shniya or that's the case of Mitzvah Shniya or Mitzvah Shlishis. So Morris says, D Loi Ksiv Kruah. The Torah doesn't talk about Aveiras. For the Gemara Harei Mamzer, the Torah talks about a Mamzer, the Loch is about a Mamzer, you're not allowed to marry a Mamzer. It's also happened through an Aveira. So Mor says, the Eve of Kosta Kru, this part of the Kasha, is talking about the Eve, it happened, the Torah talks about it. So the Torah says, the Eve, Isura Kosta. Things that happen, that's Nogaya to Isurim, where the Torah said this also, the Torah talks about it. Like in a case where an Isha, a man and a lady, live together, Bechai the Krisis, the Loch is the kids of Mamzer, the Torah has to tell you about it. But the ilatero lekosev. In a case where the Torah only wants to tell you hetter that something is mutter, in a case of D that it only happens when you did an iser, that the Torah maybe doesn't talk about. Like over here, you want to tell me that a mitzri shlishi is mutter? It's telling you hetter, and the only way you could have a mitzri shlishis is through an avera. Like it says, that mitzav the Torah talks like this. For the Gemara, why not? Harei masse guru shosai. There's a case where a person gave his wife a get, and she got married to somebody else and lived with the second husband. And then even if the second husband gives her a get, Allah is the first husband is also to her. Di lehetera, v'kasvei. The other Torah says, Lashon of he, will he to Eva, so we dash it only he, she is a to Eva, not the daughter, that the daughter is mutter, there's no psul, the daughter is mutter to a kain. So see, it talks about a heta, that the daughter is mutter to a kain, even though the case is bavera, that the father was a masig rishosai. So you see, even behet the Torah says cases that only happen through an avera. So Gemara says, no, hosa mishum ikiri suru the kosei. The other Torah again is talking about the ikirisa, telling you what the isa of a masig rishosai is. But since that's the ikirisa, therefore the Torah says also the hetera. But over here, by a mitzri shlishis, it was not negated to isa. The Torah is only telling us the hetera. It's not mistarva. The Torah tells us the hetera if the only way it is done by isa. Tamil, the way we're coming out now, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a mitzris is osir, then it's very good. That a mitzri is allowed to marry a mitzris, therefore it's not called biavera, there's a way to have a mitzri shlishi to heter. Tana Rabbonim, went to the price like this. Im nema bonim loma nema deris. This posting says, bonim ashivod lehem dura shlishi. Says by a mitzri, the children of the third generation is mutter. So why does it have to say a double ocean of bonim and deris? And v'yim nema duris, lama nema bonim, if it says already duris, why does it have to say the word bonim for? Samar explains we need both. Im nema bonim, if we just said the word bonim, v'loy nema duris, and I would have said the union of duris, three generations, v'yisim, I would have said like this. Ben rishon v'sheni osa, true. Aba shlishi mutter, maybe, you know what bonim shlishi means? The third child, where a mitzvah rishon was mizgayer, and he got married, let's say to a mitzvah rishonim. So maybe the first two children are also. But maybe it means the third child already is mutter. Lokach nema deris. That's what the Torah has to say, no. Bonim ashevod lehem deris shlishi. That only the third generation, that's what's mutter. No matter how many children you have, they're all also. So only the third generation is mutter. V'aitiv yim nema deris. If the Torah only would have said the word deris, v'loy nema bonim yisana, would have said like this. L'yoysan o'im demal ha'sinai. The Torah is only answering that generation that's standing by Har Sinai. The Rashi says, "Loisa Yisrael amayim de Mal Har Sinai who aimer dor shlishi shlochem yovel lehem bekal kloimar bochem uvnoisechem asur mitzvah v'adoimi avo bevnei bonim mutarim, maybe from the future generations after Hasinai, they're all mutar. Mishon v'holam mutarim mitzvim afilu gerishon. Like maybe the Yisadaris only applies to the mitzvim that were there b'shas Hasinai. But once derim is gayer, or after that generation of Hasinai, a mitzvah is always mutar. Is lekach nemar bonim lehem.
And therefore it says bonim lehem the vidashin mehem. That whenever they have children, any generation, always it's osa.
Yeah, so Rashi says, like, monem mehem mona, hu rishon b'noi sheni, ben b'noi zmuta. Yeah. So, bonem lehem mehem mona. Vaito lehem, what does it say the word lehem for here? So Rashi says lehem, that means trei lehem ksiv, it says two times the word lehem. The teacher says, hola chacha psulin. We go after the psulin. Rashi says, k'goin mitzri, shenosa yisraelis, vi yisrael shenosa mitzris, no matter which way it is, if it's only the mother or the father, a mitzri, a mitzris, you all boss to them, whatever they are, the children is the next generation. Now, you have to have both of them. So Rashi says, l'michta lehem, t'mashma d'mihem mono, t'mashma from then you count, v'yitzvach l'ashay yivoldu, is also the same thing. Tamar says, no. From the children you count. That maybe you count the children. They're called the first, and then the grandson is called the second, and the next one is called the third. Therefore the Torah says the word lehem, no. That the father, the first mitzri, he's called the mitzri rishon. And his son already is called the mitzri shenis. That's what says the word lehem. Because rachmona lehem avamina mitzris muberes. In the case we have a mitzris, that she was pregnant. She is Gairo, she was Mizgayer. I would have thought that a pregnant mitzris is Mizgayer, maybe he or b'no chod. He and a daughter, his son is called like one. So when she gives birth later, maybe the child is still called a mitzri rishon. His kosher rachmona ashe yevoldu. Therefore the Torah says no. Ashe yevoldu means whenever they give birth, it's always called the second mitzri. Even though he was also in the, he was, you know, her mother was pregnant already when she was Mizgayir, but Lamaisa when she gives birth, that's called already the second generation. Now, V'yitzvach, the Mara says, V'yitzvach l'michtav lehem, hocha over here, V'yitzvach l'michtav loy gavi mamzer. Teach us what the psulim, the children go after the psul. A mitzri, the son is always called the mitzri also, mitzri rishon. Who then by a mamzer the loch is? If a mamzer marries a bas Yisrael, the kid is also called a mamzer. Go after the psul. Mona hocha by a mitzri psula. Because he was born a goy, a mitzri, that's why we're so machmir to say that the kid is always has his psul. Av a mamzer, the boy mitipuk shera, but a mamzer, the parents were Jewish. So maybe the son of a mamzer is not called a mamzer. A maloy, you need a posik by a mamzer. Because Rachmona Gabi mamzer teaches that the son of a mamzer is also the din of a mamzer. Mishum dien roi lover b'kal yerlam. Because the psul mamzer is such a strong psul, it's also lover b'kal yerlam. Since a mitzri is mutri of the gimel derois, maybe if a mitzri lives with a bas Yisrael, the kid is not called a mitzri tzricha. Therefore, I need the psukim to both places. Mitzri sheni shenosa mitzvos rishona. What's the loch of the father was a mitzri sheni and the mother is a mitzri rishona? So he says bno shlishi heavy. The son is called a shlishi and therefore he's mutter b'kal Yisrael. Alma, what do we see the Rabbi Rabbachana holds? Ksava bosa didei shadina levi. Go bosa the father. Since the father was a mitzri sheni, therefore his kid is called a mitzri shlishi. Master Rabbi Yosef has the kasha that Rabbi Tarfa noimer. Yecholim mamzerim litar. I have a way that a mamzer could become tor. His children could become muta to klal Yisrael. Ketzad mamzer nosa shivcha. The answer is let a mamzer marry a shivcha kananis. Have la devit, if they give birth, the child is also called an evit kanan. Shechiroru, then when the master frees him, nimsa ben chorin, the kid becomes free, a Jew, and that's what is mutin to Kal Yisrael. Alma, kopon, what do you see? Bosa di dosha din and leather. If Yechon holds, he go after the mother. So Mura says, Shani Hosom, over here by Shivch, it's different. The Yom HaKroa, the apostle says, Beferish. Ho isha vi lodea ti ladeneho. It says clearly over here that the isha and the children are belong to the ladeneho, to the master. Therefore, when an Eved Ivri married a Shivcha Kananis, and then he goes out free the Eved Ivri, the Lacher is the children remain an Eved. There's a Farish Apostle over here that the child of a Shivcha is a Shivcha. Mashenka B'yasa Mitzri, the Psul goes after the father.
Right. Most of Rav. Rav asked another question. I'm Rav Yehuda Minyamin. If Yehuda Minyamin said that Ger Mitzri Hoyeli Chava Mitamidi Rav Akiva. I had a friend, a Ger, from the Talmid of Rav Akiva. The Yomer, and he said like this, my friend said, Rani Mitzri Rishon. For Nasasi Mitzri Rishon. I also married, my wife is also Mitzri Rishon. Now, we had a son, so the son is a Mitzri Sheni. So he was mocked, but he said, Asi Lebni Mitzri Shniya. Let me find the wife of my son, that was the Mitzri Shni also. Kadeshi Ben Bini Royal over the Kal, that my grandson should be Mutter to come into Klai Yisrael. So you see, it was mocked, but that the wife should also be a Mitzri Sheni. Now, we, Sagarad, if you're going to tell me, Basre Didei Shadin and Lay, that you go after him, to go after the husband, is Afilu Rishayna Nami. What do I care which Mitzri he marries? As long as he was a Mitzri Shayni, let him marry a Mitzri Rishayna, his kid will still be a Mitzri Shlishis. So Moshe says, Echonami, Yo'omale Rabbi Yechon Latona, Rabbi Yechon told the Tana, Tony learned, Rishayna, and Echonami learned the Maisa was, that it doesn't make a difference who his wife is. Since Lamaisa, the father was a Mitzri Rishayna, and they have a son, the son is a Mitzri Shniya. Whoever the Mitzri marries, even if he marries a Mitzri Rishayna, still the Locher is his son is a Mitzri Shlishis, and therefore will be Mutter Bekal, because we go after the father. This is the way Rabbi Baba Chana learned. Now the Gemara says that Kiyosi Rav Dimi Yomer Rav Yechon, Rav Dimi Kane said over the name of Rav Yechonon, that no, the opposite. That Mitzri Sheni Shanosa Mitzri Rishayna. If the father was a Mitzri Shniya, but the mother was a Mitzri Rishayna, the Locher is Beno Shniya. Heavy. The son is only called the Mitzri Sheni. Alma, what is Rav Dimi? Holds that Boser Imi Shadin and Lay. The son is Miyuchas, goes after the mother. Since the mother was a Mitzri Sheni, the son is only Mitzri Shniya. Omalay Abaye said, if so, Elohodi Yom Rav Yechon, that's what Rav Yechon said. That Hifrish Chatis Muberis Viodom, if somebody is Mafrish, a pregnant Chatis, knows an animal. A pregnant animal, and he was marked to show now the way she is for Kovin Chatis. Rav Yechon said the locher is rotzim eschape bo, rotzim eschape vloda. When the animal gives birth, both of them are mutter to be a korban chatis. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue this lesson tomorrow. We'll begin on the next tape. Yeah, we're holding daf ayin ches amar aleph. Again, by the second pshat was that kiyosi Rav Dimi. Omer Rabbi Yechonon, when Rav Dimi said over the name of Rabbi Yechonon that Mitzri Sheni Shenosa Mitzri Rishayna. In the case where Mitzri Shniya, Sheni, the father is a Mitzri second generation, he married now a Mitzri Rishayna. So when they have a son, now the locher is that Beno Sheni Havoy. Rav Dimi holds not like Rav Avachana said before that the son is a Shlishi, but he holds no, the son is only a Shniya. Sheni, so what do you see, Alma, what does Rav Dimi hold? That Bosrim is Shadin and Lay. The son is Miyuchas after his mother. Since his mother, Lechumer, was a Mitzri Rishayna, the kid is only a Mitzri Shniya. Omalei, so Omalei Abaye, Abaye is Chashat Rav Dimi like this. So you're saying this over Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yechonon. So Abaye is Kalahod, the Yom of Rabbi Yechonon. That's what Rabbi Yechonon said. Then the case that Hifrish, Chatis Muberis, if a person did a chet, he ate chelev, he ate dam, he has to bring Korban Chatis. So he was mafresh now a pregnant behema for a korban chatis, the yoda, and then the animal gives birth. The locher is rotsa mischapa bo, rotsa mischapa bevloda. Either one of the two could be used for chatis. That's Rav Yechon's halacha. Now the klal is like this: iyarm with bishleim uba lav yerechim ayhu. If you tell me now that the uba, the baby in the mother's stomach, is not called part of the mother, in other words, does not go after the mother, so then here it's also good. When your mafresh is pregnant animal, it's like your mafresh two separate animals. His heavy like your mafresh techatoyis lachrayis is like your mafresh two animals for your korban chatas. Not that you plan to bring both of them, but one is for achrayis. In case one gets lost and one dies, you lose the other one. The Yomer Avoyshe has said the locher is hifresh techatoyis lachrayis. Somebody was mafresh two chatoyis liachrayis, two different animals. Halacher is mischape biyachas mihen. Use whichever one you want for the korban. Biyashni and the second one tiro. Let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balnum, and then you can be poyed of it. Ela, but if you tell me now, iyarmet uba yerachim oyheve. If you tell me now, Rabbi Yechon holds that the baby in the mother's stomach is called part of the mother. It's like one. So the churah then heve leiv lat chatis. Then it remains like you only makdish one animal here, just as korban chatis.
And when it gives birth later, it's called like a flood, the son, whatever it is, the child of the korban chatas, that halacha is, halacha is vlad chatas lemisazel. That has to, you have to let it die. Sishtet, the chur tzakashi, here we see a biyachanot uber is lav yarechima, it's called like two separate things. So how could you tell me now that you go after the mother, that this kid is called the mitzri sheni, because he goes after the mother? Amalei, Sir Avdimi answered back, Dil Mishan Yosem Nechsiv Asher Yivoldu. By a mitzri, the Torah is clearly Asher Yivoldu. Hakosev Toli Beleid, it's Toli in the mother that gives birth. Therefore, in the case, even though the father was a mitzri Shnia, but since he married a mitzris Rishayna, so the kid goes after the mother, the Torah says Asher Yivoldu, here we say the kid is only a mitzri Shani. But all over, maybe Rabbi Yechon Takol's Uber is Lav Yerachimayu. So Amalais, he said back, Karkafno chazisel reishecha ben yamudi. Like I see, you're an Odom Choshev, the Rashi says. Karkafno means Odom Choshev ben yamudi, hecha de garsi. That what a kiyasi Rab Yechanin, that kiyom Rab Yechan, I shmaita to, taimu dechsev ashe yivoldu. They talk, I said, oh, but that's the locha, the reason why. He said here, that the mitzris goes, but the kid goes boss to the mother, of course the boss says ashe yivoldu. But all over, we hold uber lav yerachimai. All over, usually for yuchsin, it goes after the father. So Mar says, if that's true, elohodi yama rova. That rova said that nochris muberesh in his gaira. If you have a goya shaladi, that she's pregnant when she was a goya. And now she's being misguided in his gaira, she's coming again now. Elohris beno ain't tzricha tfila. Later, when she gives birth, the child is an automatic Jew. He just needs a bris milah if it's a boy, but it does not need a tefillah. The question is, amai, why? Amai ain't sarah tefillah. If you tell me now, uber is lav yerachimoy, the kid is not part of the mother, so true, the mother went to the mikvah. But what about the kid? The kid didn't go to the mikvah, so why is the tefillah help for the kid? As amai ain't sarah tefillah. Vichitayim, and maybe you tell me that true, the kid had a tefillah. Mishum de Reb Yitzchak, because Reb Yitzchak salocha. The Yom Reb Yitzchak said, Dvat Torah Midiraisa, Ruba Yumak Badol Chaitis. What's called the Chatzitz when you go into the mikvah? If you, most of your body is covered up, and you're makbid about what's covering you up. But Ruba Yishena Mak Badol of Eina Chaitis. Even though Ruba of your body is covered up, but if you don't care, it doesn't bother you, it's not makbid. So here also, the kid doesn't care that he's in his mother's stomach. So here it's not makbid, it's not Chaitzitz. So Maria